Well, the first question people should ask, I think, is of themselves. Where would they like to see Ireland in 10 years' time? You know, what kind of services would you like? What sort of infrastructure would you like? Then think about who would deliver it, how we'd pay for it. And then when people come knocking on your door and they're going to promise you a lot of things, well, the questions you ask them should be based on, you know, for example, if you have young children, there's going to be pressure on places at all levels now, from the ECCE scheme to primary level to second level onto further and higher education. We don't have enough places. The money is not there to generate the places. So you should be asking, well, how are we going to generate the places? You know, where is the funding going to be found to find education places for the children that need them? And if someone promises you tax cuts, well, then where are they going to find the money to fund the services that will be needed? We also have an aging population, so we're going to need more money for primary care, social care, things like step-down care, so older people can remain active in their communities and remain living in their communities. But that requires money as well. So at the same time, someone promising you tax cuts, well, then where are they going to deliver the money from that? Of course, if they're going to raise the taxation money from elsewhere, then yes, that will go to fund the services. But if they're not going to do that, then how are we going to get those services? I suppose those are the core issues really for people, because people know the problems that we have. You know, if you live in urban areas, yet again, traffic, you know, as they say, it's back to peak levels, which isn't a good thing when you think about the emissions and our climate commitments. Public transport still hasn't really been upgraded. You know, we should be looking at how we invest and upgrade our public transport. If you're living in a rural area, you know, you still don't have any broadband, for example. So where is the money going to be found for these things? And this is all without considering housing, which is probably the biggest issue that, particularly in Dublin, the greater Dublin region and other urban areas, it's the biggest problem that local authorities have at the moment.
Yeah. But will people be thinking on the national level? I mean, there is a sense that when a politician comes to our doorstep, we'll be thinking about our own agenda. We'll be thinking about, you know, what we need and what where we're at this particular time.
Well, I hope so and I think so. I mean, Ireland and everybody, we've been through a very difficult time since 2008. We've been through one election. A lot of promises were made prior to that election and a lot of those promises haven't been kept. And I think people see now, you know, the interconnection between society, the economy, the environment. And, you know, it is correct that jobs are being created, but jobs are not being created in every single part of Ireland, and they're not being created for every single person. You know, we still have a very high long-term unemployment problem. We still haven't addressed housing costs or housing supply. There's still no childcare infrastructure, the definitive type of infrastructure we need. You know, there's talk about tax credits. You know, the ECCE scheme has been extended and that's all very welcome. There's going to be 2 weeks of paternity leave now, but overall, in terms of the childcare infrastructure, nothing has been done, despite 5 years of promises that something would be done about it. So I think even those issues that people feel locally in terms of access to services, we'd say whether it's access to childcare, primary care, those things are felt nationally as well. So I do think people will be thinking about, you know, we're told now we're in recovery mode and the country is in a recovery. Well then, but where should we be going? I mean, really, should we be going back to the past where house prices are skyrocketing in certain areas and a house is seen yet again as an asset, not as a home? I think that would be a real mistake for us to make. And in promising reliefs for first-time buyers and saving schemes won't bring the prices of houses down. The only thing that will do that is increasing supply. So no matter how many promises are made or schemes are put in place to help first-time buyers, it won't make any difference to the price of a house unless more houses are built.
Mm-hmm. But when people are listening, as you say, to politicians at the door, they're going to think, well, you know, we heard all this before. You're probably just telling me whatever I want to hear, or you're telling us whatever we want to hear. So how can people be sure? How can people know anymore where to vote?
Well, I suppose what people have to remember is most Irish people, they want decent services and decent infrastructures. Just the Western European average. You know, we're not looking for the amazing services they have in Sweden and Denmark. Some people are, but most people just want the average, European average levels of services. But you cannot deliver that. No politician or government can deliver that on American levels of taxation. That is the reality. So if somebody comes to your doorstep and says, yes, they would like to deliver you European average levels of services, but you will have to pay European average levels of taxation, then that's an honest answer, because you will. But the individual should not be paying the increased taxation, the tax base should be broadened and there should be a focus on the corporate sector in particular. I mean, that's a really easy way to generate income and steady income. And also, politicians need to be honest. You know, you can't fix the health service overnight. And if someone claims that they can, well, either they're a magician and we should be voting them into office, but realistically they're not going to be able to do that. Most of the things that need to be fixed in Ireland will take more than one term of government to do it, but you can elect people now that will lay those foundations, because the people who are elected, they will have control over policy decisions and also budgetary decisions, and that's very important. We've seen what has happened in the last five budgets. They've all been regressive, and particularly in the last one was, for want of a better word, a giveaway budget that didn't really give away anything decent to anyone on low and middle incomes. You know, people got a paltry amount, but they still don't get any services. So do we want more of the same, or are people going to force those people who are looking for your vote, and then those people that you do eventually elect? It's important to put the pressure on them and make them commit to delivering the services that you want in your area, but also acknowledging that those services will have to be paid for and delivered by somebody.
And you're working with Social Justice Ireland, so you're looking at this from a Christian perspective. What's the Christian imperative, I suppose, to live in a good and just society?
Well, to live in a good and just society means that everybody in the society would be valued, and that we'd all live in solidarity with one another, so that everybody, no matter who you are, should have access to sufficient income to live life with dignity, and you've access to the services that you need, for example, housing, healthcare, education, participation, cultural respect, and also that everybody has the opportunity to participate. The old adage that a job is the best way out of poverty, in reality, it's not correct. It is for some people, but children can't go out and join the labour market. People with a disability, they're actually excluded from the labour market. Older people aren't going to re-enter the labour market. So how are you going to address those forms of poverty? We need a more Christian approach, an approach based on the common good. What is the best thing to do for everybody in society, not just one group? So promising to eliminate the USC will benefit high-income earners proportionally far more than anybody on a low income. In fact, it's the best thing you can do for high income earners, because the USC is based on gross income and it is impossible to avoid it. So it's actually a very well designed form of taxation, and it's very progressive because it takes the most from those who earn the most. So by eliminating that, that's not really doing anything for the common good, because it's certainly benefiting people on very high incomes, but it won't benefit anybody who's living in poverty. So those are the sort of things that need to be considered if we want to build a more just society.